He thought that he was safe. It was the perfect crime. No witnesses left alive. No one to point the finger at him. He'd shown her who was boss. She thought she could go behind his back, cheat on him. Every day acting like she was the perfect little girlfriend, so naive and innocent and happy to please him, and all along, she'd been sneaking around behind his back. Well, he'd shown her. And there was nothing to lead the cops back to him. Neither of them had shared the details of their relationship with anyone. She'd been even more concerned about her family and friends finding out than he'd been. He'd warned her about how she would be treated if people knew about them. So he was sure she hadn't talked. And now, it was too late. They'd always met away from their homes or usual haunts, the danger of being found out adding an extra layer of excitement to the illicit relationship. And surveillance cameras. He'd even thought of that. Casing their meeting place and the streets around it for surveillance cameras and nosy neighbors. Wearing an oversized hoodie, ball cap, and glasses as he arrived and left afterward to hide his identity in case he did get caught on camera. It had been a thrill, satisfying a lust in him even deeper than their secret rendezvous. He was high and satisfied and exultant all at the same time. He'd gotten away with it. The perfect crime. Only he hadn't known about Micah Miller.